Good morning, sir.
Morning. Why didn't you call me? It's after 9 o'clock.
It's Saturday, sir.
Oh, Saturday. What's my schedule?
Nothing, sir. Absolutely nothing.
You mean if I want to, I can just stay right here in bed all day long?
A well-deserved respite, sir.
Saturday.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been up a long time.
I got a great idea. Why don't you go down to Herbert's apartment, huh?
He's waiting for his dad to get up. Herbert's my best friend.
That's good. Everybody ought to have a best friend.
Pete's my best friend, too.
Not two best friends, huh?
Herbert doesn't want to play with Pete, and Pete doesn't want to play with Herbert.
Well, maybe you could show him how three guys can have more fun than just two guys.
Jody, you were told not to disturb Uncle Bill. He's resting.
We were just talking.
Give my regards to Pete and Herbert.
Okay.
I wasn't going to disturb you, but as long as Jody woke you up, I need your help.
Okay.
Well, you can help me be a candy striper.
Look, I thought we agreed no more jobs for you now. That goes for striping candy as well as anything else.
Uncle Bill, a candy striper is a volunteer worker at City Hospital. But the rule says you're supposed to be 16. But they do make exceptions. And I'm sure if you could talk to Mrs. Russell, she's supervisor at the hospital, well, I'm sure you could convince her that I'm just as mature now as I will be in 5 months. Please, Uncle Bill.
Honey, today is Saturday.
Well, Mrs. Russell's in her office all day. Uncle Bill.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You mind if I eat breakfast first?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Puppy, don't disturb Uncle Bill. This is his day to unwind. Come on.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I watch?
Watch what?
Why you unwind?
Okay.
By 2:30, will you be unwound?
What's going to happen at 2:30?
The brownies are meeting.
What's a brownie?
What you are till you turn into a Girl Scout.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's mother said to bring you to the meeting, and she'll tell you about it.
Today?
And after the meeting, we're going to toast marshmallows.
Well. Well, maybe I can work in a little relaxation between the hospital and the brownie marshmallow roast.
What?
Between the hospital and the brownie marshmallow roast. Today. Saturday.
I just checked. They still have a uniform in your size.
I hope I get to wear it. Uncle Bill is still in there.
seems that they welcome such dedication just enough to stretch the rules a little bit. You're in.
Miss Thompson, I'm Bill Davis.
Of course. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
I'm glad you could come, Buffy. We've already started the meeting.
I'm sorry I'm late. We had to stop by the hospital for a minute.
Oh, is someone in your family ill?
No. Buffy's big sister's got nursing fever, and she wants to be a candy striper.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Hi, Buffy.
Hi, Randy. You see, Uncle Bill, this is what a brownie looks like.
Well, that's quite an outfit. Yeah.
If Buffy decides to join the troop, I can tell you where to get everything she'll need.
Thank you.
Randy, would you lead Buffy into the brownie circle? Girls, this is Buffy Davis.
Hi.
Hi.
You are going to stay, aren't you, Mr. Davis?
Well, so...
I really think it'll be good for you to see for yourself what the brownies have to offer Buffy.
Well, maybe it would, huh? Thank you. Bill...
Now, girls, we're all going to sing the brownie song.
Over hill, over dale, we are on the Girl Scout trail as the brownies go marching along. With a song and a smile, we are happy all the while as the brownies go marching along.
I want to welcome you to our staff, girls. There are a great many hospital rules and regulations. You can't learn them all the first day. But I want to impress on you one of the most important. Never give a patient food or drink unless it's been authorized by a nurse or a doctor. Understood? All right. You'll find your assignments on the bulletin board outside the door. Good luck.
Well, and what have we here?
I'm a brownie, Mr. Bright.
Oh, you're very trim indeed.
I have to go study the brownie pledge and learn the words to the song.
Hi.
Jody, look, I'm a brownie.
Brownies are all right for girls, but I'd rather be a Marine or a Cub Scout.
Hey, how's the best friend situation?
Pete and Herbert like each other. We played all afternoon.
That's good.
I told Herbert Pete's my friend, and I told Pete Herbert's my friend. And now everybody's friends.
They'd use you in the State Department. Hi, well, you look great.
Do you like being a candy wiper?
Candy striper.
Uncle Bill, this is the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Well, I'm glad.
What was that?
A sneeze.
Jody, go take your vitamins. Right now.
Uncle Bill? Is Sissy learning how to be a nurse or a policeman?
Buffy, we mustn't defoliate the saxifragacy.
I won't, whatever you said. I'm working for my outdoors badge.
What, you mean to say one earns a badge merely by being out of doors?
Oh, they aren't real badges, Mr. French. Just getting ready badges until you become a Girl Scout. So I have to collect specimens.
I see. In that case, well, I'm afraid one will have to make sacrifices.
And next, I'm going to earn my cooking badge.
Cooking badge?
I already know what I want to cook. Spaghetti and hamburgers and french fries and chocolate cake.
That is one meal?
Friday supper. I'd like to go down to Mrs. Lewis's now.
Why?
I need one more leaf. She has a rubber tree.
Sissy, are you on duty again?
Oh, I'm filling in for Gretchen, Mrs. Russell.
Miss?
Yes?
Everyone hurries past. All so busy. No one has a minute to stop here.
I'm sorry. Your room isn't listed on my chart.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable and so hot.
Is that better?
Could you give me a sip of water? My lips are so dry.
Oh, of course. Your pitcher's empty. I'll be right back.
This patient is not to have water.
But she's thirsty.
She's scheduled for surgery. No liquids.
Oh, I didn't know.
She was only trying to help me.
I'm sure she was. Sissy. Do you remember the rule? Never give a patient food or drink unless authorized by a nurse or a doctor?
Yes, Mrs. Russell.
If she had taken that water, her surgery would have had to been postponed. And the delay could have been critical.
It would have been my fault. I understand.
Be sure that you do. Please, continue with your assignment.
Hey. We haven't seen you play with that fire engine in a long time.
Herbert had it. He gave it back since we're not best friends anymore.
Oh, it's you and Pete now, huh?
We're not best friends either. Pete's Herbert's best friend, and Herbert's Pete's best friend. And I don't have a best friend.
Hi.
Hi.
How are things at the hospital?
Fine, I guess.
Oh, dinner is ready, sir.
Go ahead without me, Mr. French. I'm not hungry.
Be right with you. Hey, something go wrong at the hospital?
Well, I found out that I'm not good enough to be a candy striper.
I thought you were doing so great.
I can't control my feelings. I'm emotionally immature. I did a terrible thing today, Uncle Bill.
Tell me about it.
Well, a woman asked me for a drink of water. I felt so sorry for her. She wasn't supposed to have liquids. Mrs. Russell stopped me just in time. She said, though, that it takes more than a soft heart to make a good nurse.
So you made a mistake and now you want to quit, huh? Is that it?
Well, maybe I was wrong, honey. Maybe you haven't got what it takes to handle this kind of a job. I don't know. I don't even really know what being mature is. I think I know part of it is facing up to mistakes. When you make a mistake, then you admit it, and you learn something from it. And you forget it and get on with the job. Does that make sense to you? Well, you think about it a while before you do something. Okay? I gotta get back to the best cook in Brownie Troop 407. Can't keep her waiting.
To help other people every day, especially those at home.
Excellent, Buffy. Now, girls, as you know, when you become Girl Scouts, you'll be able to qualify for the official Girl Scout badges. In the meantime, Buffy Davis has qualified for two of our unofficial troop badges. The cooking badge, and the outdoors badge.
Thank you.
All right, girls, you've got 10 minutes to play, and then we'll start preparing our dinner. Hello, Mr. Davis.
Hello, Miss Thompson. I thought I'd just stop by and see how Troop 407 was getting along in the wilds of Central Park.
They're loving it. Buffy's already a real brownie.
Well, she's pretty sharp for a 6-year-old.
You mean a 7-year-old?
No, she won't be 7 for 3 months.
Well, then she can't be a brownie.
She is a brownie.
Brownies must be at least 7 years old. Buffy and my Randy were such good friends, I just assumed they were the same age.
Well, now she's already in.
I'm sorry, Mr. Davis. I can't make an exception. It wouldn't be fair to the other 6-year-olds that we've turned down. The moment that Buffy is 7, I promise we'll welcome her back.
I don't have to tell her now, do I?
No. But right after the meeting.
I don't blame you a bit for taking me off the list.
Sissy, nobody took you off the list. They're short of help on the 5th floor. So I had you transferred up there.
5th floor?
Maternity ward.
Everything all right?
Yes.
Well, if you want anything... just ring.
Please, don't go. I mean, could you stay with me for a minute?
Well, of course. How about a cool cloth? Better?
Yes.
If there's anything else I can do, you'll have to tell me. I've never worked in a maternity ward before.
I've never had a baby before.
We're starting even.
My husband's in the army. They're flying him here.
What about your family?
I haven't got any. I guess that's what makes me sort of feel, well, you know, a little bit frightened.
I'm Sissy Davis.
Alice Warren.
I'll stay with you just as long as you like.
Buffy.
Hi, Uncle Bill. Mrs. Thompson said we were so good today that next time she'll take us far away, maybe even to Connecticut, and we'll sleep in sleeping bags.
Buffy, you're only 6 years old.
Going on 7.
I know, but you have to be 7 before you can be a brownie.
But I'm 6 and I'm a brownie.
Yeah, but you see, Mrs. Thompson didn't know you were only 6.
Does that mean I don't belong to Troop 407? Not anymore?
Well, just until your next birthday. Well, because it's a rule, honey. Rules are kind of hard to understand sometimes, but we just have to live with them.
Uncle Bill, can I keep the badges?
Sure you can. You earned them.
Hospital. Like you said, you just can't give up every time you make a mistake. Mrs. Russell assigned me to the maternity ward.
Maternity?
I stayed with a new mother, her first baby. She was so scared, and I held her hand. She needed me, really needed me. And I helped. I helped a new life come into the world. Thank you.
What's she thanking me for?
At the moment, I don't believe it matters very much, sir.